Remarkable Memory by the 100-Year Lifestyle. At 106 years old, Brenda Milner can still recall the names of the Manchester City soccer players she watched as a teenager in the early 1930s. Brenda's remarkable memory is appropriate given her legacy. She is the psychologist who revolutionized our understanding of memory. Studying HM back in 1955, while working at McGill University in Canada, Milner met a young man named Henry Molaison, later known to the world of neuroscience as Patient HM. The prominent brain surgeon William Scoville had removed parts of HM's brain to cure his epilepsy, unintentionally destroying his ability to form new memories. Each time HM and Brenda met, he thought it was for the first time. Through her work with HM, Milner made a groundbreaking discovery. She had him repeatedly perform tests that involved drawing complex shapes. Although it felt to HM like he was doing it for the first time each time, his performance improved over time. Before this, scientists believed that memory was a single function, spread throughout the brain. Brenda's research revealed that different parts of the brain are responsible for different types of memory. HM lost his ability to remember facts and experiences when his medial temporal lobes, which cover the hippocampus, were removed. However, other parts of his brain, responsible for implicit or non-conscious learning, remained functional. By working with HM for decades, Brenda came to understand the importance of the hippocampal region. This discovery is now considered the foundation of clinical neuropsychology. Making the switch, Brenda began her studies in mathematics at Newnham College, Cambridge, but switched to psychology. After graduation in 1939, she was recruited into the war effort, using her skills to determine whether incoming Royal Air Force pilots should be trained for bombers or fighters. When her husband, Peter, was sent to Canada to conduct atomic research, she accompanied him, and they stayed. Peter died in 2018, just before his 99th birthday. Brenda continued working into her 90s, meticulously mapping the functions of various parts of the brain. In a 2017 interview, she remarked that visitors to McGill's neurology and neurosurgery department might be surprised to find her still working. She stated that even though she was 98, she was still nosy and curious. Paying attention when asked about her longevity, Brenda claims she can't take any credit. It's just her genes. It is interesting, however, that someone who spends their life studying and focusing on the brain should remain so sharp and clear-headed at such an advanced age. Brenda gives credence to the adage that what you put your attention to grows strong in your life. Maybe staying nosy and curious is what it takes to keep our memories strong, lasting as long as our lifespans?